Couch, dogs, me, guitar lessons. Hey there, Lickin' Riffers! Welcome back to yet another awesome fingerstyle arrangement here on Lickin' Riff, in which you're gonna learn Under the Boardwalk, the classic Drifter song. You're gonna love this arrangement. First, I'm gonna play for you so you can see and hear how it goes, and then we're gonna break it down note by note, chord by chord, finger position by finger position, with tabs right here on the screen as usual. Without further ado, it goes like this. Enjoy. To get the first thing out of the way, I bet you're all wondering what's that cool trick I did where I played that high C line, the okay? It's harmonics. Okay, I'm gonna show you exactly how to do it. It's gonna take some practice, but it's gonna knock the socks off of anyone you play it for, okay? They're gonna have no idea how you played those high notes, so don't tell them. Right, so drop D. You need to tune the sixth string down to D, so you have a low D bass. Okay, drop D, that's the tuning. And the intro is a tango-ish intro. Okay, so it's 5 on the sixth string, 2 on the fifth, open fourth, and then 0-5 on the sixth. And then they have 9 on the 6th string, okay, because you have the bell there, so I'm using the natural harmonic on 7 on the E string, the first string. So I play 9, and I use my finger for 7 on the first string, okay, to imitate that bell sound that goes off in the background. And then they do the bass again. Okay, 5 on the 6th string, 2 on the 5th, open 4th, 0-5 on the 6th. And then you have the 9 again on the 6th, no bell the second time around, and then the verse begins. It's this. Okay, it's the open 4th, 0 hammer on to 2 on the 3rd. Okay, and then it's the open 4th string, the open D string, and then a hammer on to 2 on the 3rd string. So you can play the D string while the 9 on the 6th string is still ringing. And then you hammer on the 2 on the 3rd string, and then you start. It's the open 2nd string twice with 5 on the bass. But it's a G chord, so you can play strings 2, 3, and 4. Okay, along with the 5 on the 6th. And then the 3rd string. So, okay, that's the line. And then you do it again. But you play the 2nd string 3 times instead of twice. Okay, with 5 on the 6th string, of course. This is a really nice finger practice for using the little finger for the bass for 5 on the 6th string. Okay, so do it. Okay, use your 4th finger. Okay, and then you have Okay? So after you do this, you play. Okay? The open second string, the open sixth, and two on the third. Okay? And then you have the guitar line. Now the sixth string, the low D bass, is still ringing. Okay? And then. Okay? It's just 14, 12, and 10 on the first string, each note three times, and you can slide in between them. And then immediately you go to this. Okay? It's two on the third, the open second, and then it's D7. Okay, so it's 1-1-1 on the second string. You can harmonize with 2 and 0 on strings 3 and 4 and the open 6th string. So, okay, so. And then you do it again. Okay, but the last note is 3 on the second string. So it's 1-1-3. And then, okay, it's 1-0 on the second string and you can let go of the 2 as well. Okay, so. And then it's 5 on the 6th string again, but with your first finger, because then you play 7-7 on strings 4 and 3. Okay, so it's. Okay, and when you play that open 2nd string, you can harmonize with the 3rd. Okay, when you play the 5 on the 6th string, you don't bar. You want to get a harmony out of this. So. And then you put 7 and 7 on the 4th and 3rd strings, okay? And then you do G7, okay? So it's a bar on 3, 4 on the 3rd string, and 5 on the 6th string, okay? Okay? So imagine you're putting on a G7 chord, just take the 5 from the 5th string to the 6th, okay? And you play strings 2, 3, 4, and 6, okay, or just 3, 4, and 6. And then 3, 3, 3 on the E string, that's inside the chord, it's in the bar. Okay, so. And then you have the G7. 3, 3, 3 on the E string, and then. Okay, just a C chord. Okay, with 0 on the E string, 3, 1 on the B string. And then you have the bass. Okay, and the chord with 3, 3, 3 on the first string, and then the cool trick. Okay, but okay, you need to get exactly right. You need to find the position where if you put the it's on frets fret 24. Okay, it's an octave above the 12. Okay, so you need to find on your guitar where that is. Usually it's almost halfway above the sound hole. It's between halfway to 2/3 of the way from the bridge. So you need to find where that is, okay? And you put the finger there, you touch the string and pluck with your 3rd finger, okay? And you get it. Now, I kind of train my hand to be on the right position, so I can get it right 90% of the time. So you have to practice that. So after you do this, okay, after you do it, after you do the 3-3-3 on the E string, you play, okay, you play the harmonic, the artificial harmonic on 20, it's actually a natural harmonic, because it's the open string, okay? On 24 on the second string, you play 5 on the sixth string with your thumb picking it, and then you do the harmonic on 24 on the third string. This takes practice, okay? So don't get discouraged if you don't succeed, okay? You will succeed, okay? Trust yourself, you can do it, so, okay? And after you do this, okay, you have the yeah line, which is 3 pull off to 0 on the 2nd string, open 3rd. So, right? And you deserve a yeah for doing this, okay? And practice it, you will do it. And then, It's just the second string harmonized with the third. Da, 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 and then. Okay, three and two on strings two and three into a D chord, so you play the sixth string. Okay, so it's just G and D there. And then. Okay, 3-0 on the second string, two, and then zero hammer on to two, zero on the third string, and you play the G bass again, five on the sixth string. Okay, you're still on D. Back to G. Okay, so that's the verse, right? So, and then D. Guitar line. And then D7. Open. And then the sevens. G7. Open. And then C. And then the cool line. Okay. You see, I barely got it. It wasn't the exact right place, but it was nearly right, so you still heard the notes, okay? And the harmonics, and then, yeah, because you deserve the yeah after you do it, and then, G, D, and then G again. Under the boardwalk. Okay, and then it's strings 5 and 4 open 3 times, and then you bar 2 and you play strings 5, 4, and 6. So, and then, okay, it's 3 on the second string, 0, 2, 2 on the E string, and then the open E string, and then, okay, it's 2, 2, 1, 0, 0 on strings 5 and 4, and with the open strings, you can play the 6th string as well. Okay? And then, okay, it's just 3-3 on the second string, open E string, 3 on the B string. You can do it 3 times. And then, okay, same thing, 0-1-2 this time on the bass strings. And then, okay, it's 2 slide to 1 and then 2 again. Then you have a guitar line. Okay? So it's 0-2 on the third string, and then you slide it to 4, and then 3 on the second string, and then you do it backwards. Okay, 4 slide to 2 on the third, open third, and then you do the intro again, which is... Okay, forgot to do that. Okay, so... Okay, so... Okay, just... Yeah, it's just that that power chord move there on the bass notes. So the tabs are for free. Download it from the website. The link is below in the description. And check out my complete Guitar Freedom course series while you're there. When you open that description to go download the tab, you'll see a Patreon link as well. So if you want to help me make more of these lessons, I'd be more than grateful for any donation you choose to make, any pledge. Everything goes right back to Lickenraft after making you your next arrangement lessons and lessons, guitar lessons in general. So thank you very much for watching. I'll see you in the next lesson. Bye for now. Enjoy.